This is customer service returning your call. Your call. My name is Jay. How may I help you?
Hey, yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Just good. It's, I can hear you pretty good.
Yes, sir. I'm calling because y'all are charging me a subscription price for something that I didn't subscribe to.
Okay, sir. May I have your 5-digit zip code, please?
23059.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
John Moore.
Okay, Mr. Moore, and for security reasons, can you verify your address for me?
10520 Comanche Lane, Glen Allen, Virginia, 23059.
Okay, sir, thank you. And I do see an account matching that information. So it looks like on the 13th of March, some Test Onyx 2 and Nitro Onyx 2 were ordered.
I ordered just those, and they were the prices that they had that they were at was I believe $6 for one and $5 or something for the other, and that was the total price. And I didn't subscribe for any kind of future subscription or anything like that. I don't want to be on a subscription in any way, shape, or form. And y'all are billing me for something that I didn't order.
Okay, sir. So I'm gonna explain this for you. On the 13th, when the 670 and the 745, when you paid that price, that was just the shipping and handling price for the 14-day trial. It was, the trial was free. The product wasn't. So if no one called and canceled those products within those 14 days, then they do bill you on that 15-day the full amount for their product, which is why you got to bill on the 30th and the 31st of March.
Well, okay, that wasn't clearly stated on anything that I read, and I didn't sign up for that. I'm not paying this.
Okay, sir. So when you made this purchase, sir, do you recall checking the box to saying that you were 18 years or older?
What?
When you made this purchase, do you recall checking the box saying you were 18 years of age or older?
Yes.
Okay, sir, and again, I'm sorry if it wasn't made more clear to you, but our terms and conditions are in that box. If you would have clicked those terms and conditions within that box, our terms and conditions are there.
Well, that's all well and good, but I'm not up for a subscription, and I want you to cancel this.
Okay, sir, by any chance, might I ask, are you using these products, sir?
Be honest with you, no, I have not. I can send them back.
Okay, sir. They do have no return policy, sir. Their warehouse is a shipping warehouse. They don't receive product.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
I didn't sign up for a subscription, and it wasn't clearly stated that I was paying any sort of anything like shipping and handling. So y'all got some sort of crazy loophole going on here, and I want to rectify this and get this off of me. I do not want the product. I do not want a subscription, and I want to. Cancellation confirmation number from you.
Okay, 1 second, sir, and I'll get this account counsel for you, okay?
Yes, sir. I would like a refund of my money.
Okay, sir. I don't have the authorization at this moment, sir, to touch any of these funds, sir, because those are valid charges through their company, sir.
I got a dispute on this, going to the fraud department about it.
Okay, sir. And if you go to the fraud department, sir, they will call and contact us, sir. They will do an investigation. They will find out that these charges are valid, sir, and they're not going to give you anything. But if you would, just let me go and speak with my supervisor, because I would like to help you, and I can see what we can do for you, okay?
Thank you. Can I get a confirmation number on the cancellation?
I mean, give me just a second to talk with the supervisor, and I will provide all of that before this call is done, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, sir. Are you still there, sir?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay, sir. And I have been given the authorization, sir, is to offer you a 35% discount for these charges, sir.
I do not want that. I don't want this product. I want to cancel it.
Okay, sir. It will be canceled, sir, but this is just for the charges that you received, sir. They would like to offer you a 35% refund on those charges.
Why can't you give me a full refund on it?
I don't have that authorization, sir. I will have to just talk to them, and whatever they decide, sir, I can only bring back and present with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one second. Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my supervisor, he would like to offer you a 50% refund, sir.
Sir, I want to cancel this. I'm not trying to go through all this.
Yes, sir. The regardless of you know what I'm saying, the account is going to be canceled no matter what, sir. So you after
right.
today, you won't receive any more products or any more charges, but for the charges you receive, the last few charges, he would like to offer you a 50% refund.
I'm not satisfied with that. Go back to him again.
Okay, I have no problem with it, sir. One second.
Thank you. All right. Back up what? And then pull into the spot?
Okay, sir, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sir, I'll talk with my supervisor, sir. He also went and talked with his supervisor. So it's like a hit guy. He told us we can offer, we can authorize a 75% refund. Okay, sir. Are you agreeing to a 75% refund for these charges, sir?
I'll agree to a 90% refund of the charges.
Okay, sir. We don't do 90% here, sir.
Okay. Can you talk to him one more time?
Just a second.
So just dump it back in the stump pile. All right. Got you. I'm sorry, sir.
There's no problem, sir. Give me one second. Okay, sir. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Okay, sir. Take a little convincing, sir, but I would like to help you because I know this is a very big inconvenience, sir. So what I am going to do, sir, the charges from the month of March, the end of trial charge, sir, I am not authorized to touch those, but the last two of the first and the 30th of the 9290 and the 9189, sir, I will refund you those in full.
Okay, so you're saying I'm going to be owing $200 almost to y'all?
No, sir. You won't be owing us anything, sir. I'm about to refund these charges back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
But then my bank is saying that it's $350-something worth of charges.
Okay, sir. That was they charged you on the 30th and the 31st, but that was the charge for that. That was the charge because no one called in and canceled, so they charged you for the product that you already received. But any charges after that, I have the authorization to refund you those, but I don't have the authorization to fund you these. You will have to get transferred to another department.
Okay, so it's two different products. So you're refunding me for the one product, and I have to talk to somebody else about the other product, what you're saying?
No, it's two different products. The one from the April the 30th, the Nitro for $91.89, I'm going to refund you that. And the one from the first, the Text Onyx for the $92.90, I'm going to refund you that.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, one second.
Can I get the cancellation number from you, too?
Yes, I will give you the cancellation number. Give me one second.
And you can transfer me over to another number, to another department to do the other stuff they're charging me for as well, you said?
Yes, sir. I don't have no authorization with that, so they'll be able to help you with that.
God bless you. Thank you.
No problem. One second for me. Okay, sir, and I have processed these refunds for you. This system is kind of wicked, so it will show up as different numbers, but I can guarantee you will add up to your $184.
You can do what now?
Okay, I have refunded you these funds, but this system is kind of crazy, so it's refunding like in different amounts. So, but it will add up to all of it. Yeah, it will add up to your total of your $184. Okay, but and I do have you all canceled out in this system. So you have anything to write your cancellation number down with?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Okay, so it's C as in cat, A as in apple.
Okay.
D as in dog.
Okay.
Okay. F as in Frank.
C A D. F as in Frank.
Yes, sir. D as in dog. The number zero.
D as in dog. Okay.
The number zero. C as in cat. The number six. B as in boy. 34.
34. All right, so it's C as in cat, A as in apple, D as in dog, F as in Frank, B as in dog, O as in zero, cat, six, boy, 34.
Yes, sir.
And that's for 100 and...
That's the cancellation number. That's the cancellation number, sir.
I know. It's for the total amount of how much? 100 and...
84.
$184. All right, and to cancel the other subscription to the other product, I can still go through you to get that done through another number, through another contact?
Uh-huh. If you give me 1 second, and I'll notate this account real quick, and I'll go ahead and transfer you to a supervisor.
Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day. I appreciate your help. I had no idea this was going on.
It's no problem, sir. I'm happy to help. Just give me 1 second.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, sir, and I'm almost done. Just one last second, and I'll get you all transferred, okay?
Thank you.
No problem, and there it is. So, okay, sir, you will receive those emails, sir, and it does take 3 to 5 business days for you to see your funds in your account, sir, and I will be... Okay, 1 second.
By the way, I appreciate your candor and the way you treated me. Very respectful. Very good conversation.
It was no problem, sir. Okay, sir. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Okay, sir. I'm sadly to inform you, like, I was sitting here and I'm looking at the account, sir, and I know stuff was getting refunded that I wasn't refunding. Okay, looks like they're putting a charge back on your account, sir. So is nothing that I can do for this account further?
What?
Yeah, they're refunded. It says refunded the transaction for at the color. They're putting a charge back on this account, sir. So I no longer have any access to it. Like, they're taking control of it.
So what I just did with you with the cancellation number, that's not going through?
No, I'm saying the cancellation, that the account is canceled, okay, but their refund, the chargeback, it has nothing to do with me, sir. That's like the bank. So they're refunding these funds, and I'm sitting here witnessing it because I know I wasn't doing it, and that has nothing to do with us. I can no longer touch this account. So you will have to firstly take this up with the bank.
What bank?
With whatever bank that you have your card with.
Okay, so you're telling me that the $184 that you just refunded me, they're
refunding you more. Like, okay, I see $92.90, I see the $91.89, I see the $92.90, I see the $7.45, I see the $6.70. They refunded you every single charge, sir, except for one. Hold on, let me refresh this because they might have did that one too. Okay, sir. Yeah, they have refunded you every single dollar. So this has something to do with the bank. It's no longer, we can no longer touch this account, sir. There's nothing we can do for you here. You'll have to take it up with your bank now.
Okay. But my account is canceled with you. What about the other product that I was getting?
Okay, these two products, the test onyx and the nitro.
Uh-huh.
The test onyx and the nitro, both of those products are with us. Both of those products are canceled. You won't receive any more charges or products from us.
Okay.
Yeah, but they've taken control of your account, so we no longer can act. We don't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So you could just contact your bank tomorrow or tonight because they just doing this right now. So it's somebody there that can do something, but we can no longer help you, sir. I'm sorry.
All right. So what you're saying is that but you were trying to refund me my money through y'all, and now my bank is refunding me my money through them.
Is that going to
get it straight with y'all? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, once there's a charge back on the account, sir, there's nothing that we can do. Like, we can no longer access this account. It's all up to the bank now. Charge back is like, have you filed a claim with them for this, sir?
I talked to them before I talked to y'all. They gave me the phone number to call y'all and told me that I needed to talk to y'all and cancel my subscription.
Okay, so that's why they probably did the chargeback. Okay, so therefore they're going to investigate this. So they're going ahead and refunding you your funds. So it's their process now. We can't do anything.
Okay, but if the product's canceled and all but even if I were to try to talk to you, so I can't talk to you about any of it anymore until I talk to them.
So many words. I can't do nothing with this account. You have to talk to the bank.
Okay,
so I do apologize. I tried my best.
Yeah, you did a great job. Thank you. All right,
no problem.
I'll handle it from here. I sure appreciate your time, sir. You have a blessed evening.
No problem, sir. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a blessed night as well, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.